The Democrats leading the inquiry into Donald Trump's impeachment say in a report of their findings that the evidence of misconduct by the president is overwhelming. The report will be the basis of formal impeachment charges to be laid against President Trump. The House of Representatives Intelligence Committee accuses the president of undermining democracy, compromising national security, and then trying to hide his actions from Congress. So what happens next? Here's Eleanor Whitehead.
The claim is unprecedented in modern US history. Democrats concluding that the president conspired with a foreign power to interfere with the domestic election. Here's the man who led the investigation, Adam Schiff.
This report chronicles a scheme by the president of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, into doing the president's political dirty work. It involves a scheme in which Donald Trump withheld official acts, a White House meeting, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars of needed military assistance in order to compel that power to deliver two investigations that he believed would assist his re-election campaign.
The report turned up striking new details, too, accusing Mr. Trump of obstructing the investigation and intimidating witnesses. It suggested top administration officials, including Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, were complicit in the president's scheme. Mr. Trump denies the allegations, describing the inquiry as a hoax and a witch hunt, while White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham called the report a one-sided sham process. Kevin McCarthy is the Republican House Minority Leader.
There's nothing compelling, there's nothing overwhelming, and the only bipartisan vote we have had in this House is not to move forward with impeachment inquiry.
From here, the report goes to the House Judiciary Committee, which will consider formal impeachment charges. Those could include abuse of power, obstruction of justice, and contempt of Congress. Simon Jackman is chief executive of the United States Studies Center.
Well, it's quite a compelling case has been laid out. And in the words of Ambassador Sondland, there was a quid pro quo. They have said that the president of the United States openly asked for and conspired with a foreign power to interfere in an American election. And that is a first. If you go back to what it was that the founders of the US Constitution had in mind as to what might be the sort of act that would warrant removing a president from office, that is precisely in the category of things they had in mind.
If the full House eventually votes in favour of impeachment, a trial would be held in the Republican-led Senate. It's unlikely to convict the president and remove him from office. But Simon Jackman says that's not the intended outcome.
This is not about removing the president. That is not realistic, given the probability that 20 Republican senators out of 53 would have to come and vote with every Democrat in order to get to the 67. There is next to zero chance of that happening. This is about wounding the president in the eyes of independent voters in particular, as we head into an election year. And as the Democratic primary contest heats up.
And does it wound the president and wound Republicans, or does it in fact damage the Democrats if Trump's supporters view the process as he does, as a hoax and a witch hunt?
I don't think this is about changing the minds of supporters. I think a real interesting feature of American politics at the moment is how locked in partisans are on either approving of Trump if you're a Republican or strongly disapproving of him if you're a Democrat. This is a battle for a small number of people in the middle who will quite likely decide the outcome of the presidential election and quite likely decide the outcome of a few key Senate races in November as well. And so I think that's very strategic, very nuanced calculation is something Democrats struggled with for a long time. The reason they've gone ahead with impeachment is precise because I think they've done the political math, if you will, and figure out this is a net benefit to them more so than a net cost to them.
US Studies Center Chief Executive Simon Jackman speaking with Eleanor Whitehead.